forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 92. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 96. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says they are prepared to launch a new program in battling fentanyl across the state of Kansas, as they say they've seen an increase in the amount of fentanyl coming into the state after the ending of Title 42.
I can tell you that we seize more every single day. We are getting ready to announce on July 24th a coordinated statewide effort to attack fentanyl trafficking. We have a great task force or team put together. I'm really excited about the announcement that's coming up and the targeted enforcement that we're going to do against fentanyl traffickers. But I can tell you, as hard as we're working to do enforcement, we are not going to be able to enforce our way out of this problem. We have to educate people, especially our kids. We have to educate them on just how dangerous it is to take any pill or to take any drug unless you got it from a pharmacist.
Mid-American Network News.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Grace King DMR Hybrid Pearl Millet. It's excellent across the board, palatability, standability, regrowth potential, and grazing.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. 36 Kaufman Seed.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
The mother of Galen Mason Schmidt is speaking out after a car accident that left him with serious spinal cord and brain injuries, saying that the reason he's alive in the first place is due to new crash detection technology that was on his phone that ended up calling 911 after the accident.
It had been a rollover accident. Creighton had been thrown from the vehicle. He was found, his body was found 60 feet from his truck. Well, Creighton's phone called 911. He has crash detection on his phone. I think on Life 360, it's like an extra $9, $9, $10 a month to have that feature. I would pay that money any day to save my child's life.
An audio from Cake News where she says the program known as Life at 360 is an extra $9 to $10 a month to have the feature on your phone, but is worth it with the importance of keeping your children safe.
Seconds can make the difference in getting someone the help that they need. And so having something where instantly at the time of impact, your phone detects it and notifies authorities really can make the difference in saving someone's life.
Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen worked his way across the state of Nebraska over the past week, going to the central portion of the state, talking on numerous different issues, including broadband access and economic development, but was fronted with many questions regarding the line item veto of the state's budget that would have allocated near $40 million towards construction of rural workforce and the building of middle-income housing in the area, where he said he was concerned about state spending.
Workforce housing has to be solved in a lot of myriad different ways, and the state be a part of it. Ultimately, my team, and then ultimately it's my decision, we decide to veto those. Because we believe that the state has put a lot of money in, and there's a lot of money that hadn't been utilized.
that audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where he says that we need both private and public partnerships to provide the affordable and obtainable housing, or else it becomes an extremely difficult situation. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners considered options for a new jail, unanimously approving purchase of 6 lots, which comprise the Nordis Motor Company location on Broadway, east across the street from the current facility in Marysville. The $350,000 purchase is contingent on a jail fitting on the site, passing environmental testing, and approval by the public of funding necessary for construction. An option east of Marysville on land previously purchased was turned down by voters on a petition ballot. It was suggested that zoning and proximity to the historic courthouse be considered, and was noted the downtown location would be closer to the courthouse and would not require new roads or streets and infrastructure. A preliminary estimate of remodel and expansion was in the neighborhood of some $9 million, which could be some $3 million below estimates for the East Marysville site. Concern with limited future expansion was expressed during discussion, and a finance proposal for construction would need to be finalized. A lease purchase arrangement was used on the initial jail project proposal, with a bond issue or sales tax options also available. No further action was taken on the project or as to financing at the meeting last week. Commissioners had met previously with city leaders from throughout the county to get feedback regarding the jail. Marshall County Clerk presented a draft budget to the board, which was reviewed and adjustments suggested. These, along with a $100 per month cost of living increase in wages, will be reviewed again with a proposed mill levy of 45.697. Washington County Commissioners appointed Brock Funk to the Washington County Hospital Board, replacing Dr. Larry Stoppel, who is retired and is moving. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Chris Rule of Liberty spoke with Gage County supervisors last week about a potential hog facility being proposed in that area with concerns for the road. He'd like an engineer or someone from the safety board to look at the road and assess whether the condition of the road is safe, with a report on file so it can be public. Supervisors approved several requests for visitor improvement grants as matches toward various projects. The Kansas Corporation Commission will begin public hearings this week to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's rate increase request and to make comments before the commission. The application requests an average monthly rate increase of $14.24 for Evergy customers. Commission approval is required before a regulated utility can change its rates. First of 3 public hearings will be Tuesday, July 11th in Topeka at the Washburn University, then July 13th in Overland Park, and finally July 27th at Wichita State. For additional details, contact the Kansas Corporation Commission Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection. A free program will be featured at the Kester House Gardens in Marysville Tuesday evening, July 11th at 7:30. Tips on ways to capture nature's beauty in photo images and words. Photos of wildflowers and other plants and objects will be featured, along with readings from Wild Words, poetry by Kansans, and watercolors by a Kansas artist. The event, Tuesday evening, July 11th, 7:30 at the Kester House Gardens in Marysville, is free and open to the public.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Maxine F. Oatney, age 92 of Waterville, passed away July 4th. Funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville, burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Oatney. Donald J. Pops Meister, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 5th. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donald Pops Meister.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. A chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Some scattered showers may continue into Wednesday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 100s. And more rain may be possible throughout Wednesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. And another slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are still possible as we head into Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And rain may continue throughout Friday night, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Just sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And some rain showers may return throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69. The record low, 51. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:10.
The world of sports has given us lots of colorful expressions. Which sport has had the biggest impact on our language? Our nomination today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 11th, the 192nd day of the year. Actor Greg Grunberg celebrates a birthday, and Babe Ruth made his Major League Baseball debut on this day in 1914. From being in a pickle or down for the count, sports metaphors penetrate our everyday language. But the sport with the biggest impact on our lexicon may be fishing. From getting hooked or being let off the hook, it's hard to have a conversation without using a fishing term. A store can reel in the customers, and we can fall for something hook, line, and sinker. We tell hesitant people to fish or cut bait. We can go fishing for a compliment and sometimes look green around the gills. You could probably think of hundreds more, but we haven't opened a can of worms. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
K Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Amid hazing allegations, Northwestern has decided to go ahead and fire longtime football coach Pat Fitzgerald on Monday, as they claim that the head coach is ultimately responsible for the culture of his team, wrote in an open letter to the community, as the hazing we investigated was widespread and clearly not a secret within the program. So once again, they have chosen to let Northwestern's coach Pat Fitzgerald go on Monday. Well, last night in Major League Baseball, it was the home run derby. And last night, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is your 2023 MLB All-Star Home Run Derby champion. As in the first round, Vladimir Guerrero hit 26 home runs to defeat Mookie Betts, who only hit 11. In round two, Guerrero took care of Rodriguez as he had 21 home runs over his 20. And then Guerrero hit 25 home runs to defeat Orson Reina with his 23 home runs. That's your Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Well, one former Wichita State Shocker, Brock Rodden, heard his name called last year in the NFL draft, but it was in the 10th round. Rodden came back to the Shockers in 2023, and it looks like it was the right move, as now he was selected in the 5th round by the Seattle Mariners. This means Rodden could sign for more money compared to where he was selected in 2022. Rodden was named third-team All-American by Collegiate Baseball and ABCA. Rawlings joining Peyton Tolley as the first Shocker All-American since Alex Baum in 2018. Well, with one of the other picks that the Kansas City Royals made, it was their first college player in the 2023 MLB draft, and the Royals picked Louisiana Lafayette outfielder Carson Rocaforte in the competitive balance round B at 66th overall. Rocaforte was one of three Division I players to reach 15 home runs and 25 steals. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
We've helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Enjoy spires of Red Hot Poker's orange and yellow tubular flowers and the hummingbirds that stop by for a sip of nectar. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This South African native plant is hardy in zones 5 to 9. It thrives in full sun and well-drained soil. Avoid planting it in heavy, poorly drained soils or areas that tend to stay wet in the winter. This can lead to rot and even death of the plant. The narrow sword-shaped leaves can grow to 3 feet in length, adding interesting texture to the garden. Mature plants can grow to 3 feet wide and 2 to 4 feet tall. You'll find varieties with various combinations of red, yellow, cream, or white flowers. Use individual Red Hot Poker plants as specimens or cluster in groups of three in mixed borders and perennial gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Although Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, received most of the attention regarding the Wright brothers' first flight, it was this Ohio City where much of the work took place before and after that inaugural flight. It's a place where Orville Wright was skipping school at the age of 6 for what he thought was a very good reason. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I like to hear about the weather and the stocks and the animal prices. It's good to know because I have a lot of customers who come in the store and that's what they ask.
I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on in my town. I also want to be entertained, whether it's sports or music or, you know, an update on the weather. I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Wilbur and Orville Wright spent much of their early years in Dayton, Ohio. Julia Frazier shares the story from Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park, and she says the famous brothers opened a print house and bicycle shop.
In the 1890s, when Orville and Wilbur Wright had their bicycle business, bicycles were the cutting edge of technology.
Orville showed an interest in technology from an early age. It was a trait his mother saw early in her son's life.
She goes to check with the teacher to see how well he's doing, and teacher's response is, "Orville, we haven't seen him since that first day of class." Susan and her husband Milton asked Orville what he had been up to. Come to find out, he had been going down two houses to his friend Ed Sines' house, and he and Ed Sines had been systematically pulling apart Ed Sines' mother's old sewing machine to find out how it worked. He was 6 at the time.
They began to experiment with kites and gliders in the 1890s, but other work came first.
They had their printing business and their bicycle business running concurrently, and their busy season was spring and early summer. And in their letters, you'll find references that, well, they've had to cease their aviation experiments because this is their busy season.
The first flight came in 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Wilbur died in 1912, but Orville lived to see two world wars.
He lived until 1948. So he lived to see the development of jet propulsion. And in fact, at his funeral, 4 jets flew over his funeral procession.
Next time, we head just outside the city to the farmer's field where the Wrights perfected flight. As we travel the countryside, in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
This Hire a Veteran Day, July 25th, C&K Services reminds employers that all of the experience, dedication, and wide variety of training a veteran receives in the military will be a valuable asset to your business. From the friendly staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support our United States military.
Livestock can't fan themselves to cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Evaporative coolers reduce the ambient temperature and alleviate the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A tough time staying cool in the summer months and can suffer from heat stress. Providing relief with evaporative cooling is a low-cost way to keep them comfortable in the barn and other livestock facilities. This is especially helpful during fair time when you want show animals at their peak performance and need more than a fan blowing the hot air around. Misty Wilburn is the marketing manager for Porticool. She says evaporative coolers are more energy efficient than air conditioning systems and have no coils or chemicals. Water is poured into a reservoir, or you can hook the unit up to a hose and let it self-regulate. A pump in the bottom of the reservoir pumps the water up and over the top of evaporative media.
So we have a high-velocity fan on the other side of the media, and the fan actually pulls air through the evaporative media that's wet with water, and the water and the air interact with one another, and the water actually cools the temperature of the air, which is then blown out the front of the fan. So the products never mist, they don't fog, so you don't have to worry about your barn getting wet or muddy.
What you buy depends on a few factors, such as the size of the livestock and the space. Small units focus on a single animal, and larger coolers can bring relief to an entire stall of animals.
It helps with not only keeping them a bit happy, but also it helps keep their production up, meaning they're going to keep gaining weight, they're going to keep producing milk, things like that, and their energy is going to be able to go into that production instead of trying to keep themselves cool.
Evaporative coolers only have two working parts, the water pump and the fan motor, so they consume very little power. Learn more about evaporative coolers for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. I recently decided to focus on eating just a bit healthier. I've been really intentional about getting fresh fruits and veggies and healthy proteins, which means I'm also cutting out some of the less healthy stuff I was already eating before. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Sometimes small lifestyle changes, like eating healthy food, is a lot like managing expenses. It can be tough at first, but once you start, you see and feel a difference. Maybe you're someone who likes to go out for coffee every morning, or spending more and more getting takeout. Whatever your extra expense has been, it might be a good idea to consider how you could cut some of those out to ensure you stay on track financially. Try keeping a running list of your memberships, your apps, and other subscriptions. Are there any you don't use? Remove them. You'll be amazed at how those little amounts can add up. Just like a healthy diet can help put things into perspective, removing additional expenses can help us save some extra cash so we can be more purposeful with our finances.
Making sure the farm lives on after you. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Someday the farm will be all yours. Wesley Tucker knows how you feel. He's a University of Missouri Extension Field Specialist.
What has to happen for you to transfer from grunt level to be promoted to CEO? Well, the reality is what has to happen is someone's got to die.
Tucker talks about why he gives presentations on estate and succession planning.
I am on a mission to help the older generation, and in particular men, understand that the most important transition they will ever make is from CEO to that of an advisor or mentor. That is the most important step they will ever take.
Tucker says having an estate plan is fine, but it's not the same as a succession plan.
If a farmer's goal is just passing your land to the kids, or even the cows and the machinery, if you just want to pass the stuff to your kids and let them do whatever they want to with it the day after your funeral, all you need is an estate plan. Boom, that's simple. But if your goal is actually seeing your family business continue, you got to have a succession plan.
Tucker presented at a recent webinar held by the Ag Women's Program Annie's Project. And I have a link to that on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And he returns tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The annual Washington County Fair gets underway Tuesday, July 18th, with open class exhibit entry 4:30 till 6:30 p.m. 4-H exhibit check-in is Wednesday 4:30 till 8. Judging and shows Wednesday and Thursday with an RC Derby Thursday evening beginning at 7:30. Games and inflatables will operate Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock sale is Friday night at 7. Round Robin Saturday morning starts at 9 with a parade downtown at 6 p.m. A pedal pull will follow with Phil Vandell live Saturday night at 9. Full schedule of events is online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Monday, July the 10th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, there's been a lot of talk about Prop 12, and it was supposed to go into effect on Saturday, July the 1st, but California has added a six-month extended window for producers to be compliant with the rule, and also gives Congress six more months to try to find a solution. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Naig weighed in on California's decision to extend the deadline.
It gives us that six-month window that certainly is an indication of the practical reality, right? The challenge of actually complying with this and from their side and from the producer side. And so it's good, I guess, that you would delay that and try to ease into that transition.
NAIC says this decision is the first step on a slippery slope that can go beyond just pork and poultry. He says this should compel Congress to act quickly.
When I speak with groups now, you can almost watch people sort of click through this, like, well, it's pork today. Gosh, what could it be tomorrow? And will other states do this? Well, yes, I think we should expect that they would. And it won't just be around food. So again, this decision really opened the door for all manner of restrictions that can be placed on other states, producers of all kinds in other states, just because a state can use their market power. And that's wrong. That's something that's foundational to market access. And I'm not just talking about food here. But that's foundational to market access in this country. So I do think that that should heighten the awareness and certainly should compel Congress to try to do something here. I don't know if that can fit into a farm bill conversation. Frankly, I think it belongs on its own because it's important, but I don't really care what vehicle it takes. But I do think that we've got to see some balance brought back into this interstate commerce question.
And again, that is Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag talking about Prop 12. That's a look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Hybrid Pearl Millet, a medium to early palatable hay that's excellent grazing and haying and has excellent regrowth potential.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. 36 Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer
Sales. Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
Generations of a Nevada family have grown grain. The current generation's grain farm is now also a whiskey farm on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Family has been farming in the high desert area of Nevada since 1854. That's over 170 years of knowledge on how to grow grain crops and alfalfa in their specific soil types and climate. Maintaining a lucrative business as a farmer is challenging, so Colby says his dedication to the family legacy inspired him and his wife Ashley to add whiskey distilling to the mix using their own wheat, rye, barley, and corn. Growing grain for spirits is different than for, say, cattle consumption.
The more nitrogen typically you put on, the more yield you get with a traditional grain crop. But nitrogen boosts protein in grain, and protein and starch are inverse. When one goes up, the other one goes down. By putting a lot of nitrogen fertilizer, it might boost our crop, but the starch content is going to be lower, the protein will be higher, and that's bad for the distillery because we're actually converting the starch in the grain to sugar, which gets converted into alcohol during the fermentation process.
The Frey Ranch Bourbon Whiskey has received much acclaim from spirits reviewers and whiskey lovers, but Colby says he's a farmer first.
Without the farm, we wouldn't have the distillery. Our whole goal is to take the grains that we're growing and making a world-class whiskey out of them. Most distilleries buy their grains on the open market, you know, and that's just not who we are. And so our whole goal is to showcase the grains.
The family has long abided by the motto, be good to the land and the land will be good to you, which is engraved on the bottom of each bottle of Frey Ranch whiskey. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Frey Ranch Distillery at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. You've got July corn up 4 3/4 at 575.5. Corn for September 495.5. That's up 3 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July 826.5. That's up 16. Kansas City wheat for September 822.25. That's up 11. July oats 415.25. That's up 1 1/4. September oats at 430.5. And that's up 1.5. Looking at July soybeans, 15.16.5, your current price, that's up 8.5. August soybeans at 14.70, that's up 14.5 right now. Looking at cotton for October, 81.87 is your current price, and that's up $1.92. December cotton at 82.09, and that's up $2.84. Live cattle for August, 178.67.5, that's up $1.47.5. October live cattle, 181.65. That's up $1.70. Feeder cattle for August, 247.47.5. That's up $1.20. Feeder cattle for September, 250.50. And that's up $1.02.5. Looking at crude oil for August, 74.80. That's up $1.81. September crude, 74.69. That's up $1.74. Looking at gold on this Tuesday. Gold for August, 1936.70. That's up $5.60. Gold for October, 1955.60. That's up $5.50. Silver for July, 23.10. That's down a nickel. And September silver at 23.29.5. And that's down a nickel currently. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow is up 209. S&P up 11. NASDAQ up 4. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions.
The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23. The fun begins Thursday, July 13th with the horse show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 to 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday, July 15th from 4 to 8. And Schmidt's Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race at 7 with Rewind Band performing free at 9. On Sunday, a car show is planned 1 to 5 p.m. for cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, ATVs, and UTVs. House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6.
petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pole all follow, with Susie and the Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening at 5, and Tuesday is the livestock auction following the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, 5 to 7:30, with the public welcome. The full schedule is online at mscountyfair.com. The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23, July 13th through 18th in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Keeping youth and adults safe on an agricultural operation is something that everyone should think about. K-State Assistant Professor in Biological and Agricultural Engineering, Ed Brokish, discusses a few scenarios that people should keep in mind from day to day. He first reviews safety features on lawnmowers and why they should not be tampered with.
First off, one of the safety features on a lawnmower is the sensor in the seat that tells the machine that there's somebody there and somebody's in control. And if you are subverting that, now that machine can take off on its own and do serious damage. But also, if the kid happens to fall off and you've got some sort of device on there to keep it going to make up for the weight, now you've put your child at severe risk there. So have that safety switch not defeated by a weight. A machine is a machine, and there's a lot of power, there's a lot of sharp edges, and they can do harm to themselves and other things.
Handling chemicals and the appropriate protective equipment is important for producer safety.
When we're handling these things, we need to be focused on having the right personal protective equipment, proper chemical gloves. As we all know that our hands are one of the most absorbent areas on the body, we need to have eye protection because we don't want the chemical splashed in our eye and ingested that way, and certainly protect our nose and our mouth to make sure that we're not ingesting any chemicals that way either.
Brokish says what people should keep in mind before working on projects around the operation.
One, not get in a hurry. That's what gets you mostly into trouble. I've made as many mistakes as anybody else, and usually it results into me being in a hurry. We are oftentimes being in a hurry. The first thing you're going to do is damage the machine you're working with. But then also being in a hurry, you run the risk of damaging yourself. Either you'll knock something over and it'll fall on you. And at the minimum, you're sore for a few days. The very worst, you are in the hospital or worse. And anything we can do to prevent an injury, we should. And, you know, first off is make sure you got the right equipment. Protective equipment, leather gloves as appropriate, safety glasses as appropriate, respirators, dust masks. That's something that a lot of people forget about is wearing those things.
That was K-State Assistant Professor Ed Brokish with things adults and children need to consider before thinking about doing things on a farm. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
local classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.